No.
Yes. Or by attacking y'all like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, true believers, let's wind that back. Ben Richards, legend. The network wants you to think that on day 18 of his run, after taking out all five hunters, the longest surviving contestant since season one, committed suicide by surface-to-air missile. The Apostle calls bullshit. First of all, they cut to ads 6 minutes earlier than usual and ran them for twice as long. They must have needed the time to write this fake-ass shit.
I will see you in hell and laugh in your face!
And then they swapped the crowd. Where'd Purple Shirt Guy come from? Season 5, episode 13 to be exact. That's how dumb the network thinks we are. Their vile distortions meant none of us knew the truth about what happened on that jet until a revolutionary riot girl found the jet's black box on the roof of her co-op. Her uncle hacked the audio, duped, distributed, and put it on blast.
Turn it off.
And goddamn it, did we ever. The network wasn't about to give us the gospel, so we learned how to give it to each other. Ben lit the fuse, and the truth exploded like a nuclear blast before the network even knew it existed.
Don't watch, Freebie. Watch pays for it.
But questions remain about that fateful night.
Keep going, kid!
Did the hunters really assassinate Ben's family? Did Killian sell him just the right lie for a bloodbath season finale? And the big one, on everyone's mind, did Ben survive? The Apostle's research reveals that one of the Flying V Mark II state-of-the-art safety features was a crew escape pod, just about the size of this so-called debris. Did Ben cheat death one last time?
Stop filming me!
The network won't say, but one thing's for sure. He's still here, you shit-eaters.
Belly? Ooh. Yeah. And what else do we need?
I'm King News, and I come to you with the truth. The mean streets took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gang bang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters should know, one of your victims was a 3-year-old girl. Numbers,
you
still don't get it, do
you? It's straight up madness everywhere I look. Used to be a straight A student, now he's a crook. Robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a crew cut, now he's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and he joins the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid mother.
Sister, since we are the mothers of this earth,
it's time we start being good mothers from the birth.
It's your time, it's your life. Proud to be black, young, and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge
the same. Everyone came in the same chains, caught with the same aim. Brain games and names changed. Two destroyed, the blackmail, crack jail, and semi-automatic, static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, us and Arsenio Hall are all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Make the change, cause
we're all in the same gang. Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on. And on the app, get my part-time slang on. It's point in time for me with no dodo. And you always crazy, so they leave me loco. Khaki, crease, golf, and feel it sporty. Low ride and toss it up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle it. Dallas brothers never touch Los Angeles.
We in the bench that we are.
Yeah, we in the speaking of situation that it's going for.
Here at home in the ghettos of L.A.
What's up?
We're a young black brothers, and I promise to see you the next day.
The violence the only reward from drugs to dust. The gang to bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots to get popped.
But if the government wanted to freeze it, it can all get stopped.
I see, ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother, watch the gun smoke. Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood goes down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Yo, we're not here to preach.
Yeah.
Because we're not ministers.
We're selling like this is when it drains like sinister.
The reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
A face that cluck can't blame a body for smoke.
Yeah. Black and black, yo. And kills another. An ignorant sucker that isn't labeled as a brother but another. A terrible situation. One will kill another for a reputation. So it's time to stop and realize that we're all the same. You're Frank Keller.
We're all the same guy.
Brothers. Killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this up, then there'll be no one left. I try my best to set an example by saying hype lyrics over hip-hop samples. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform. Cause the living is the calm before the storm.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue, the red, the green, the blue, the white, but who's got you doing time? Busting cops on one another.
Underground sound for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man?
Right.
Yo, what are you, retarded?
Tell them, huh?
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. What's the other thing that we were hanging?
The gang that can hang is the one that contains the sisters and the brothers who are all in the same frame of mind. I'll listen again, loose is union time. Yeah, yeah.
It's gotta stop. We don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and a moment of silence. We got together not for ego or fame. We got involved because we're all in the same game. Yeah, hit them easy.
Confidence in the house. Second, last but not least, yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You knew good from bad, right from wrong. Right from wrong, now your mother's singing that sad song. My baby ain't no. But you still got smoke at Bay Bay's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're just a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one but zero. Take up some EZE, the violent hero.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, if you got a pack.
From the mission, the heart of San Francisco. RadioValencia.fm. Let it begin. Friday morning is here. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in your mind. Valencia.fm. Shining, exciting, surviving, going through this winter in the rain and in the sun. RadioValencia.fm is here. It's possible to have your own radio show. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Coming through, be in front of the scenes, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. Projects, solo artist, tribute, music, polka, experimental, pop. Send your music to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. Here. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. If you got requests, go itsfaco@gmail.com. Itsfaco, I-T-S-F-A-C-O, is my handle on X. Shouts out to you. Handle me. Or call 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Go on the chatterbox on the Radio Valencia application. Type in a name, type in a comment, type in a song. begun. Second week in January. Wet, cold, but the sun still shines. 2026 getting thick. This is how it goes. Music you heard, so much music. You just heard something from the Arsenio. Oh, sure. That's right. Arsenio Hall. It was like an all-star. I remember seeing that in the 90s. I thought it was the coolest thing, man. That was hip. They're hip. Arsenio is hip. Oh, are you watching the Arsenio Hall show? You must be hip. Well, listen, hipsters. That was like a bunch of West Coast artists. It had NWA in there, guys. It's like, I love all that stuff. It reminds me. Look, I'll read you the list. I even know all the MCs. Off the top right now, King T, Body and Soul, including D. Barnes, Def Jeff, Michelle, Tone Loke. I thought he sounded the sickest, man. I wish he did more music. He has just an awesome voice. Above the Law, Ice-T, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, Eazy-E, N.W.A., J.J. Fad, Young MC, New York in the House, Digital Underground, Money B, and Shock G. Oak Towns 357. I think I remember that guy. And MC Hammer comes in at the end in the 90s. This is peak MC Hammer. MC Hammer comes out at the end, letting everybody know the big dog's here. This is 1990, guys. This is when MC Hammer was on top of the mountain, man. He was on top. He was the guy, dude. Everything. He was, you know, he had like hundreds of people with him. He had a posse. He'll knock you out straight from Oakland. You know, you knew all these details about him. Bat boy for the Oakland Athletics. Best dancer. He battled MJ, Michael Jackson. He wanted a bat dance battle with him. You know, MC Hammer wanted a dance battle him for the glove. He was taking on. He wanted. He bit off too much. Man, you can't go against MJ. You know, but this was 1990, guys. He was the top dog. I remember this. I remember Hammer was, he could do anything, man. He was almost like, yeah, I think he even had his own cartoon. He had it all, man. He was real deal. He was shining. You remember his Adams Family song? He had a song on the Adams Family, man. He went all the way, man. He went to Pepsi. So that's 36 years ago. We are all in the same gang. Live on the Arsenio Hall Show. Other music, as I go off on all these great rappers. But we had a lot of good music, guys. We had Quifi with Cement K. We had Tiny Fingers with Demands. We had Callie Baxley, The Bang, The Feeling That I'm Feeling. Good music. And we started off, Will Night Never Come, Ben and Max Wriggum. Nothing but hits here. I know somebody out there was feeling that Tiny Finger song, guys. There was a nice song. It's been a while since I played them, and then I was so excited. I think they put another album. You know how people put out old albums that they had? Like, now released. They only released it on vinyl and CD. Maybe it was a situation like that. At the shows, but now it got mass produced, so I had to throw down that Tiny Finger. Tiny Fingers. Go check out them. I hope they come out with some music. The song that I play, Tiny Fingers, Demands. We're ready. We've got the goods. We've got the music. We've got the jackets. I got two on right now. I don't know. I didn't look at the weather, you know. But there's certain jackets I wear on certain days. Friday, I have my Friday jacket on, guys. I'm a big jackets person. I wear jackets in the 90s. It's just the little thing I have. You know what I'm saying? And I don't steal. You know, I know they say, oh, if they have a big jacket on or big pants on and all these clothes on and it's hot, they're up to no good on the streets here or in anywhere you live. You know, those people are up to no good. And I'm like, no, man, not all of us. I just like jackets. It makes me feel good. I like pockets. Guys, jackets with pockets, mainly in the, you know, what's been turning me on and what I love about it, when a jacket has this is a pocket that zips. And, you know, they should have at least one good sized pocket that zips. You know, I'm paranoid and I'm also clumsy, but maybe I'm clumsy because I'm paranoid. You know, I don't know which one, but. Seriously? I like big jackets and I like zippers on the jackets. I like, and I'm double jacking it right now. I had to be ready for the water. I had to be ready. I didn't know if there was going to be a monsoon. They said the rain stopped yesterday. I was all ready. I was like, oh, okay, I'll just take my jacket to keep me warm. And then it was raining where I was at. And I looked at the weather. So I was like, dude, I can't be unprepared. So I brought both jackets. Warmth and waterproof. And the big dog is here. And the big dog is shining. While the sun shines. But they should have more zippers on pockets. I like that, you know, or maybe a button, put some buttons, 3-4 buttons, seal it shut. I wouldn't mind that too. I don't know, we should be going button crazy, I thought, man. How come there's not more custom buttons? You know, they got cufflinks, you know, if like I could put like add your own. I mean, you can add your own buttons, but you got to know how to do all that, right? How to sew and all that stuff. But if what if you buy a jacket and you go, I want these buttons on there. Which buttons would you like? You know? I just want one really big one right near my right nipple. And that's it. You know? But custom buttons. I'm surprised, you know, there's stickers. People love stickers. People love, what else? Patches. People like pins. Why don't people like buttons, right? It's the same as pins. They're in the same family. You know? Get a button, get a pin. You know? You know, but maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. I'm sure someone makes custom buttons. You know, I see some of these yaks with their keyboards, and these yaks specialize some of the buttons on the keyboard. Man, the keyboard game has gone up, man. It's normal to like bring in your own keyboard and carry it around, and it lights up, especially if you're gaming. These yaks, these little yaks, you know, they're bringing the keyboard because I guess it's better to play some games with the keyboard than just a mouse or a joystick, however you play it, hell fire. Keyboard game, mouse game, button game. Let's raise the button game, guys. Keyboard game. I'm ready. Your custom button. I wanna see 2026 more custom buttons. I wanna see more holograms in 2026. All right. Last hologram I saw was on 9/11, 2001. I want some more holograms. You know, they've had holograms for years, decades. If anything, it's old technology. That's all. Oh, you want some holograms, Falco? You like that old stuff, huh? You want some old technology with those holograms. You get hollowed out. You know? But don't forget the hologram. I'm surprised there's just not more holograms. You know, or a store or a bar full of holograms. That should be a 1990 shit. It should have already been done. You know, I want to walk into the hologram store and say hello to the hologram store. I'm going to fill that hologram store. Oh, it's San Francisco here at the hologram store. It just opened our 2026 exhibit, the Glory Hologram. Oh my God, it just made it in time. Christmas passed, but now my dreams have come true here at the Hologram Store. The Hologram Store has everything you need. All right. I found the place. I found meaning here at the hologram store. Holograms everywhere. Hello, grams, buds. Now you start mixing that stuff up, and now we're talking. This all should have been done 30 years ago. It was in the 90s. But hey, what do I know, right? What do I know? You know? But here at the hologram store, you can get anything you want. It's 2026, guys. Who's gonna open the first holograph store? Come on, I'll be your best customer. You know? I just want, I'll be surrounded by holograms, man, you know? You know, who, like, you know, and I would like to chill. Hey, can I just chill here and smoke? It could just be a chill spot. That's why the hologram store is there. I just want to chill with a couple people right now. Can you put a hologram of Mr. P, Double B, and Hulk Hogan? You know? Come on. You could do that. All right. Now put in Bruce Lee. And MCA from the Beastie Boys. Alright. Oh, we gotta go classy now. You know, give me a Sophia Loren over here. And over here to the right. To the right of me. You hear me? I want a hologram of Brittany Murphy. And the clueless Brittany Murphy. You know, with the red hair and the curly hair, red curly hair. And she's a little, you know, she's a little thicker, you know. It's 2020 thick, guys. Get right. 2026, 2020 thick. You know, we're going to get thick in here, up in here, up in here. We got the goods. We got what you need. We got everything you want. Music. Movies. What movie did I play? Oh, yeah, dude. I played a scene from Running Man. It was the end. I played the ending. We might go. I played on this show the 80s. Version of Running Man, and we went scene by scene. I might do it to the movie. I was a fan of it. That was a good movie. I was entertained. I want to go to the movies and get entertained. Easy. It's not that hard, you know? And Running Man was good. Talk about the same thing. CGI, holograms. You know, things you think you see, but they're not real. You know, changing information on you. Everybody's trying to change information on you. Everybody, what is it? Everybody's a three-card Monty player. Hey, pick a card. Okay, if that's the card you pick, if you say it right now, 100%, I'll give you $20 right now. Is this the one you were going to pick? I'll give you $20 right now. You know? Come on, buddy, pick a card, any card, pick a card, any card, man. I'm gambling so much, man. It's easy to gamble. It's fun. I was just playing Legend of Zelda, guys. Legend of Zelda. I was just playing that, man. I know I have the gambling gene because I love gambling in casinos, and I know I got that. That's the one thing that can go out of control. That and schmores. But I'm telling you, the casinos and gambling, that can get out of control with me. I was playing Legend of Zelda, and there's like a game within a game where you could go, okay, pick a chest, any chest, and for 20 rubies, I'm going to give you a chance to open up one box, and then you can keep whatever you want in that box. I played that game I was on it playing just that game in that game for 2.5 hours, guys. I didn't realize it. I was like making money, then I lost money, and then I had to go and kill some soldiers and hopefully they gave me money or bombs, and I would get in just enough money to run back so I could play that chess game. And then I would get on a run, and I would keep playing, picking the right chest and getting 50 rupees, you know? There's the red ones, that's 50. Just gambling shit, you know? I like that, I like betting, it's fun. You know, sometimes I go, I bet you, you know, how many times I go, I bet you I can make it in a trash can. Oh yeah, $20, let's go. Banking. You know, I'm 2 for 10, probably, you know what I'm saying, but it's okay. I'll take that too. That when you hit that, when you hit that 20%, the times you hit, it feels good, man. You feel like the man. That's what you say. Type shit. Shouts out to type shit. You see one battle after another. Yep. You got that right. You know. But that's how it goes, guys. We're gonna gamble. I'll do half court shot gambles too. Man, those are fun. You know, and what's up? Every once in a while, man, half court gamble, bow bow, bow bow. That do three. You know why? Cause one time, dude, I was on another level, and I said I'll hit two right now from the half court, $100. And I was with two of my friends, and they said, okay, we'll bet you. And I hit two. Bah, bah. Took the money, walked out. My cash now. It's my bitch now. This is my yard now. Type shit says it's a PTA movie. It really is, man. So many PTAs. When you're at the PTA movie, hands up. And it shines. Whatever you want to gamble on, you got to be careful, though. I've stopped a lot of that, man. I